Scott Patton, along with the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing this fine day?
Straight as an arrow.
Good. You've recovered from your trips around the world and jet lag and eating poorly?
Oh, man. This has been a doozy. But yes, I'm all back. I'm actually even feeling kind of my old healthy human.
Good.
It's great.
Well, and speaking of backs, one of the things that in our over 180 podcast episodes we've rarely, if ever, talked about is the back.
And the most common ailment related to inflammation in America.
That's right. Last week we were talking about inflammation, and as we were talking about it, I was thinking about how at the base of my back, from time to time, I'll just have this dull, achy pain. And I'd never really thought of it as an inflammation. I always thought of it as, oh, you know, I overstretched or I was in a bad position or, you know, it's just tired muscles. And it occurs to me...
All true. You know, those points that you're making are true. But the physiological underpinning of the dull ache, swelling, discomfort, pressure, all of that, the physiological bit is inflammation.
Because I wouldn't have that pain if I didn't have inflammation.
That's correct. That's why an anti-inflammatory, such as an ibuprofen or, I don't know, what do they call them? I don't know even the names. I only saw their advertisements on the television. Just today, I saw a beautiful advert where there is this woman, and she has a crew of little men, you know, something that would be about 4 inches in size, and they're working on her skull. One has a shovel, one has a pick, and one has a jackhammer.
Uh-huh.
And they're just going at it. Right?
Yeah.
So she opens a box, with Advil, and pops Advil, and everything's fine. And she flicks off the last one with a self-satisfying smile.
Right.
Well, and the thought in my head is, well, that's very nice, so you made the signal go away, but is your headache caused by a deficiency in whatever the heck it was, Advil? It just seems like so ridiculous, right?
Right, right.
If you put it in those terms, how could that possibly be, right? So,
yep.
So let's go back to back pain. What can be back pain caused by? By a lack of Robaxacet? Or not enough aspirin? Or
ibuprofen deficiency?
Yeah, deficiency of ibuprofen. Obviously, duh. Perhaps not. So what is it? We've already gone over it. Either it's presence of something that shouldn't be there, absence of something that should be there, and lack of circulation. There's energetic stagnation, energetic blockages.
Hmm.
So what does a sedentary office worker do?
He sits.
He sits. He puts all this pressure right on the low back, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we were designed to walk 10 to 20 miles a day. That's the typical load of a Stone Age or pre-civilization human creature. And we're designed for that. So when we don't move, stagnation sets in.
Right.
And then I bring in this nutrition. You know, what's not in the nutrition of all North Americans?
Usually nutrients.
Right, but specifically it's magnesium.
Oh.
Because you know, North American soils are deficient in magnesium. So if you're eating lettuce from California, oranges from Florida, and carrots from Idaho or whatever it comes from, all of them, they have one thing in common, and that is there's not enough magnesium in it. So whatever you do, I don't care how healthy you eat, you're going to be deficient in magnesium. What's that mean? Magnesium and calcium are the two elements that regulate the autonomic nervous system and all of the structure of the body.
Like so, the bones.
Like, for instance, the bones. Calcium is sort of like the bricks. Magnesium is sort of like the mortar that would hold the bricks in place. But even more importantly, in the muscles, in the signaling system, calcium is the signal that shortens the muscle, and magnesium is the signal that lengthens the muscle.
Oh, okay.
So if there's abundance of the signaling for shortening, but a deficiency in the lengthening, the muscle contracts and stays contracted.
Which is a cramp.
Which is essentially a cramp. That's like a violent shortening of the muscle, yeah. So if you have a mild subclinical cramp in the low back somewhere, after a while it just holds. So one of the real good, effective, easy to administer solutions to a cramping situation is to apply a topical magnesium. And we actually have one version of it called Topically Every Pain, which has the liquid magnesium combined with alfalfa, kelp, and two herbs. One is valerian root, and the other one is St. John's wort. And St. John's wort is a mood elevator. It's this thing that makes you see the world as pretty as opposed to as ugly.
Right.
So you want to take a shot of that before you go on a date with your cousin Martha.
Right.
And then the valerian root is something that causes you to relax and calm down, you know, like it's a tool that's been used for helping to go to sleep, helping to forget your worries. In fact, the pharmacists have derived something from the valerian root, and that is Valium, diazepam.
Okay.
Can you believe it? They actually even named it after the plant from which they got it.
Yeah.
So anyway, in a natural state, you know, it's mild. It's not like popping a Valium. It's just giving your body a little bit to not just isolated the active ingredient, but the whole works. And what we have done is we have taken the valerian root and extracted it with the magnesium oil, and it's in this little spray bottle, and you just spray it on and massage it in. I mean, it's totally effective on all situations, such as backache, migraine, tennis elbow, you know, you name those. Any one of those situations, including little children who refuse to calm down and go to sleep. Sorry, I'm just remembering. Valerian root has this one particular feature, and that is it smells a bit like a wet dog. So when you're putting this on, it comes along. It's not a cologne. It's an eau de chien at best. I don't know how good your French is, but anyway.
Not good.
Okay, never mind. My European traveling spirit comes in. It doesn't do well here. But anyway, so I was just remembering this little story where this woman called me up and she says her children are finding it so amusing that she takes them out of the bath, cleans them all up, and then stinks up their feet with this transdermal topically every pain. But they go to sleep very merrily. You know, it calms them down and relax, and they just go.
That's very, very cool. When you were talking, actually, about people being in their offices and sitting and not moving and everything else, you reminded me of a study that was done very recently. And unfortunately, I don't have it in front of me, so I can't give you all the details. But the gist of the whole thing was they took a look at top gamers. These are people that were the best at video games. Like, there's competitions for video, you know, World of Warcraft, all these sort of games that are out there.
All right.
And, you know, Madden Football and all the rest of it. And so they looked at these people that were the top players on these games, and to see what, you know, their health was like. And they found that on average these people had the same level of health as 60-year-old smokers.
Oh boy.
And you can see that because they're probably in a dark, dungy basement. All they're doing is moving their thumbs and a couple fingers for like 10 hours as they play these games. Totally focused.
And in order to do that sort of thing, they probably aren't swigging chlorella. They're probably taking shots of Red Bull.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're just whipping their bodies to do this. They're draining their resources. And guess what happens in stagnation? That's where calcium settles out. So if you have created an imbalance between calcium and magnesium, you will have too much calcium, which will result in calcifications, and that will settle down in areas that have lack of movement.
Hmm.
So,
the back.
You know, yeah, the back, or wherever, right? It's the hardening of the tissues. So you will have stiffer muscles, you will have, in later stages, you will have bone spurs, your tendons will become more brittle, so you will break them. I mean, this is what happens to athletes, you know, like top performing athletes oftentimes injure themselves. And the ones that have the muscle breaks are the ones that have the calcium-magnesium imbalance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, visualize this. Your quad on your leg, on your thigh, is the strongest muscle in a human body, or at least the biggest, with the most pull. The hamstring doesn't stand a chance against it. And hamstring is the muscle that's injured the most often. And it's because these people are stiff, and as the quad pulls, the hamstring doesn't let go because it's too stiff, and it rips.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well.
So, anyway, it was really distressing to... you know, because we have this whole generation of, you know, so you're 16 years old, you're playing video games, and now, okay, you're not the top video gamer, so you're not like a 60-year-old smoker, you're like a 40-year-old smoker. you know, can you imagine the thought of being a teenager and in worse shape and in worse health than somebody three times older than you?
Well, you know, when I was at 40, I didn't feel too bad. But I can just visualize if I put another 40 years on top of feeling 40, now I'm feeling like 80, but that guy is going to be there at 55.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can see that. And if he doesn't change his ways, he's going to be there at 48.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be fun because I just visited my 85-year-old mom and, you know, she's pretty good, but she sure doesn't move so well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
So something to look forward to. So okay. So we should be a little more constructive here.
Well, so, I think the fact that you could just take the topically everything or magnesium gel and put it on your body and you're doing a great thing in terms of balancing the magnesium and calcium is.
Right.
How hard is that?
Not bad. And if you're into bathing, you just take some magnesium crystals and put them in your bath.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't get much easier than that.
No.
So that's one. And of course, if you find yourself in a bigger hole, bigger trouble, you need to go after the inflammation. And for that, you can use either the recovery, which works really well, or the amino acids, the platinum plus amino acids, because they are able to overcome the deficit in your body. The deficit comes from your digestive system. So if the digestive system is not delivering the necessary ingredients to repair the damage, you need to supply the nutrients that are needed to repair it.
Right.
And the amino acid, the free-form essential amino acid, is the building block that your body is lacking the most. So when you supply that, it starts repairing that which is broken.
Cool. So that's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, yes. I guess the other thing is regular exercise. Hello.
Yes.
Like you said, walk 2 miles a day instead of sitting
nothing.
Around for
yeah.
nothing. And that's not even, you know, what we want, you know, as a body. Like, I know I love to walk. I'll walk for a couple hours every day. And when I don't walk, I miss it. Like, my body is saying, hey, excuse me, hello.
Yeah, you're stagnant. Your muscles are not... I can just relate to this, you know, having come off the airplane 10 hours in the seat.
Great.
You know, I was just so longing for some exercise. And, you know, one of the best ways to exercise your body is the rebounder, because that's the quickest way to get the circulation happening.
Right.
So that's to get things moving. And, of course, then you need to actually use all of your muscles and joints and extend them to the full range of motion. So for that, something like yoga is without compare, really. Because what you want to do is you want to reach the full range that each muscle and each joint is capable frequently, several times a week. Because if you don't, you know, you don't use it, you lose it.
And that's right.
That's a known fact, you know. If you don't use a muscle, it will atrophy. If you don't use a particular range of motion, it'll just shorten itself.
Yep. That's and the sad part of that whole thing is nobody listens to it. Like, nobody does anything about it until it's too late. Like, as you know, I've been doing hot yoga for the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And for most of my over 40 years here, if I was to lean over and touch my toes, I would be lucky if I got to the toe without really, really feeling it on my backs of my legs. I'm not a particularly flexible person. I like to run and like to run as a youth, and we would stretch and everything else. But when I leaned over, my goodness, I'm not flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And after 2 years of doing hot yoga on an ongoing basis, I can bend over with my legs straight and pretty well touch the ground. I just did
right.
to make sure, right? So way past my toes.
Right. And so the next goal is to put your palms flat down on the ground in front of you, right?
That's right. And I'll tell you, 20 years ago, if you'd have said that was really possible, I'd say, well, actually, no, my body just doesn't do that, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm mechanically designed in such a way that this cannot be done.
That's exactly right. Because the concept and the thought of being able to do it was just totally, you know, not going to happen. And it's really amazing to me that I've had that change. I'm like, wow, I mean, and exciting, right? But it's been a little bit of work, and I think that oftentimes we realize that, you know, if I want to be, successful in business, or I want to be successful in sports, or I want to be whatever, a successful gamer, I mean, it takes concentration, time, energy, and all these things. And we seem to be willing to put it into activities that are not necessarily going to give us the long-term health that we want. And we've got an epidemic. You know, everyone's talking about how we can't afford health care and we can't afford this and we can't afford that. Well, you know, be healthy and it's a non-issue.
That's right. Prevention. It's so straightforward, so silly, right?
Yeah, but we don't want to do that.
Well, because it's not... Remember, this is Stephen Covey all over. You know, the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And one of the concepts that he explains is the 4 quadrant behavior. One axis is the urgent, not urgent, and the other axis is important, not important. And emergency room, that's urgent. Right? And then important, not important. Well, important is things like job or relationship or whatever. But not important is stuff like, you know, going for an ice cream or entertainment or just general idle time stuff.
Yeah.
And what Stephen Covey explains is that a lot of people end up either in the urgent, either important or not important. But oftentimes it is the not important urgent, you know, like the phone ringing or email arriving or somebody sending you some distraction or whatever.
Yeah.
And what he's advocating for is that we spend time in the, he calls it the quadrant two behavior, important, not urgent issues, which would be exactly what we're talking about, like investing in prevention, investing in relationships, you know, taking someone out for a walk or a, game or whatever you do before they start feeling neglected by you. This is so obvious in relationships, right?
Yeah.
When you take the time to talk to your mate about what's on their mind instead of waiting until they blow up because you have been neglecting something totally easy that you could have corrected long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it may be something as simple as you always leave your toilet seat up as opposed to not putting it down, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, if we just sit down and have a conversation about what am I doing that's not honoring you and what could I change that would make you feel like I pay attention or do something for you, one of these things will come up and you say, oh, that's easy for me to do. And you get your behavior and it's a huge deposit into the emotional bank account.
That's right. That's right. So we need to start making huge deposits into our health account.
That's right.
Because
that's the prevention.
We've got the triple whammy of people eating potato chips and French fries and poutine combined with...
Fried fats, bad news.
Sitting down in front of a TV with a little gadget in their hands, not moving anything for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah.
And then not breathing. You know, you're sitting there, you're hunched over, you're not really breathing, right?
Yeah, shallow breathing. Yeah. Well, there you have it. So that's the whole story of back. Why, that is. I think we should stop it here and promise our listeners that next week we're going to tell them what the prevention is to keep your back in a good shape, nutritionally and physiologically.
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome. Because I think it's a very, very important topic, and it's one that we've been wanting to talk about for a while, and I'm glad we're getting to it.
So, yeah, we'll talk about how to prevent trouble or what to do when you are in trouble. So for now, this is Martin and Scott for Life Enthusiast Co-op, www.life-enthusiast.com. Call 1-866-543-3388 if you want to hear our happy voices. This is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet.
Thanks everybody for joining us. We'll see you next time.